advise that we're going to be here to observe, that you want to record.
Okay.
All right. Let's begin. Your action plan. You had an original action plan. First of all, understand why I'm doing this. You received communication from the superintendent earlier about student support services was going to take over assessing your job performance. You remember that. As the head of that division, it's my responsibility to communicate with you about your performance. The superintendent's given me that directive. My first order of business was to determine whether or not you have met the requirements of your action plan, improvement plan, whatever we're calling that at this point. And I asked my staff to make that determination. And based on everything that has been provided to me, you have not met the criteria set forth in that action plan. In fact, you've given two extensions. Original action plan was back in September. You were given an extension, and the latest extension ended the 16th. So that's why we needed to meet today, to review the fact that you have not met your improvement plan. One of the criteria of a data manager is to maintain records. And after your improvement plan was over, I asked a member of my staff to go out and just to take a look at the records, the student records at school. And quite honestly, what I found was a little concerning for me. She just did a random selection of student records and immediately found five concerns. First, current student information sheets, the green sheets, did not match the information that was in PowerSchool. Secondly, students enrolled after your employment, after you enrolled this summer, after you became the data manager this summer, had no immunization information entered into PowerSchool. One student that she pulled had a completely misspelled last name. His name was one thing on the green sheet and another in PowerSchool, which is an indication. And his information sheet was dated September 23, 2015, and this was checked on the 17th of September. That was a kindergarten student with no birth certificate or immunizations in the King folder. This is February. No cumulative folders that you created had the correct order that's established by the New Hanover County School Student Accounting Manual. No identification of modules on the folders and no labels for the folders were present. That was just an initial pulling of just a handful of folders, and we're in February. I had some real concerns about that, so I asked for some additional information. I asked, first of all, what was going on? Why were we in such a mess? And I then got some additional information that concerned me, because I had some, what she said was there was a tub of information. It looked like it was about to be shredded, and it had several student information sheets in there, green sheets, that appeared to be current. And so I said, let's get that and take a look at it. So that was brought back to the office to assess. And on that assessment, we actually went back to school and asked some additional questions. The assistant principal had 125 current student information forms in her position that were never filed in student CUME records. 74 kindergartners, 7 first graders, 17 second graders, 2 third graders, 1 fourth grader, 5 fifth graders. And 18 of those were no longer enrolled in Forest Hills. There were students enrolled since August, and immunizations were sent to school just this week. No record of any communication about the missing items before this point. Students enrolled since August as a male is actually a female. He's entered into power school as a male. Already indicated about the cum folders not being in correct order, labels not being created, withdrawn students still in active files with different student information sheet in this folder. Withdrawn student with a mod 2 in the active cum records, mod 2 has not gone to the receiving school. Employee benefit student asked to fill out an additional student information form but has a current one on file. Not sure why that happened. Student is a kindergartner with no health assessment or immunization cum record. Here's what was in the plastic container that was in your office. It looked like it was items about to be shredded. 37 out-of-date health assessments. 30 of the health assessments had student immunization information still attached to it. 96 current health assessments. 82 of the current health assessments still had immunizations attached. 30 student immunization records were initialed as complete and current. One record, and this was in the, looked like the information getting ready to be shredded. One record was dated 2/12/16, which was a very recent record. 15 immunization records with noted from the nurse stating additional immunizations are needed. One religious exemption not entered into PowerScope. There was an IEP, seclusion and restraint information for a student in this tub. Not sure why it was in the tub. Student health assessment with documentation of high allergy to fish and eggs not entered into PowerScope. Again, a problem. 19 students who have withdrawn and the student information form was not in the CUME folder to copy at the time of withdrawal. Those are items that I was incredibly concerned about. Based on that, you know, perusal and the other information provided to me, you haven't met the basic standards of a data manager.
I'm just here to listen to what you do, what you're speaking to me about. Do you have a suggestion, or you're gonna like put me? What are you?
Well, my question is, why was all this information in that tub look like it was about to be shredded?
It was not gonna shred anything, sir. One of the crates had immunizations that the nurse set up like that, and the other sheets were old green sheets. I would not shred any student documentation ever.
But only some of these were old. Many of them were current.
Some of them came back after, like the first of the year that I was getting from other teachers, that it came back later. And so those are the ones that I put in that particular tub.
That's February.
I know. I'm still getting some green sheets in from people that hadn't turned them in yet.
Since February?
Yes, sir.
You understand the importance of the green sheet.
I do understand.
It should have been entered at the beginning of school, and it's now February.
I do understand.
You were provided yesterday, at your request, a copy of all of the training and time that student support has spent providing support to you and training for you. I've got to tell you, that is probably in my time overseeing student records management, SIMS, PowerSchool, NCWISE, every machination of student records, that's probably the most extensive amount of training I've ever seen for a data manager. Any idea as to why all that was necessary?
Yes. I had no training as a PowerSchool data manager. I was a secretary, and I asked for help multiple times, not just on the phone or via mouse, like when they would come remote in. And I did not get very much hands-on training. I did not know how to do some of this stuff, and there were 23 new teachers that came in new that most data managers never have that situation. And there were no section numbers for these students. The class lists were put together an hour before open house by the treasurer, who never put class list like that together. That's the only explanation
I have. If I were looking at this and going through this, I would have to say that you were given more support than any data manager, any brand new data manager in our school district has ever been given.
Okay.
I mean, when I read this and the meticulousness of the documentation done by this PowerSchool staff, which, by the way, is a matter of routine for us. That's what they do routinely when they provide support, is to make sure that we document the support we're given. There are days when one of the PowerSchool team, one of the district PowerSchool team, virtually stayed on the phone with you all day long. There are times when the two of them went out and spent entire days with you. At the beginning of the school year, I basically directed them, go out there and make sure Forest Hills is taken care of. They spent hours with you. With all this training, it ought to be better than it is. Do you not agree?
I don't believe that the training I had was hands-on, which I needed and I asked for repeatedly.
It's hard to say that it's not hands-on if they're sitting right next to you telling you exactly what to do.
I didn't have many times when they were sitting hands-on right beside me in my office. I had a lot of help via telephone and remote. I did have some times when they came, but it was a very big mess at the beginning of the school year. And
I have to be honest with you. We've had big messes before and are able to clean them up fairly quickly. And when I look here at the documentation provided to me by my staff as to actually what they did was even as late as the 1st of February, provided you with screenshots with step-by-step directions on doing basic functions. That's pretty hands-on and pretty straightforward. I mean, do this, then do that. I mean, it's pretty much a roadmap. Is there anything you'd like to say? One question I do have, and I don't want to miss this, is I've been given some information that you're asking for some students to provide you with additional student information sheets, the green sheets. They've actually been run off. They're actually not green. They've been copied, so they're white, and sending them home. Why are we sending home for certain students now student information sheets? Why are we doing that?
Because I've been through every file folder for every student, and there were some, they were missing one. I didn't have access to green sheets because Mrs. Greenwood gave me a very limited amount. So I wanted to get the information in PowerSchool. And that's why I asked the students or the teachers that were missing information to get it, because I thought it was critical to put in PowerSchool. I went through every single folder in every file cabinet for every student. I don't have an explanation why I didn't get those green sheets. Every other one, I've current on my green sheets, the one I had, and when I noticed that there were some missing, I asked for the teacher to ask the students to bring it back and have it updated information.
I specifically asked when this was given to me, my staff member who went out there and took a look at some of these files, if some of these people that you were asking for green sheets actually had current green sheets, and we actually found a couple that did.
All I can say is I went through every file folder, and when I saw that we're not after the school started, not right before the school started, after school started, they were coming back the 15th or the end of September. If I didn't find that, I asked for it to be updated. I don't know what files you're referring to, but I'm just content.
The actual CUM records, going in and pulling the file and saying, is there a green sheet here? And you ask for another green sheet, and the indication I got back was there was actually already a green sheet in the folder.
No, sir. I just was trying to get green sheets that had updated information.
But this is February.
I know, sir. I don't know where the green sheets were. I have no idea. Some teachers, I don't want to name names, say, number one, that they had given to Mrs. Greenwood and I never got them. Another teacher said they were never giving them in the first place, and that during the first couple weeks of school, it was very difficult, chaotic to get information or what needed to go out and what not. All I know is it needed to be done, and when I got a chance to look at the fall folders, every one of them, I tried to get the information in PowerSchool. I can't answer why those green sheets weren't sent in earlier. I don't know other than what a few teachers told me, because I asked why a majority of their sheets were not there.
Is any of this your responsibility?
Which responsibility?
Any of this job performance here, or lack of, is any of that your responsibility?
I take full responsibility, and I'm very upset by the issues at Forest Hills, and I contend that I know you're saying I've had enough training, maybe PowerSchool has. That's not what I feel, and I have asked for it over and over and over again.
And it's been provided to you.
But not in the way I can learn, sir.
How could you learn? Other than what they have provided, which is pretty much every conceivable way of getting you access and training, what could they have done differently? Or what could they have done that they didn't do?
I would have liked for them to go to some type of training program, not just be thrown into a system never being familiar with what a data manager does, or B, which I did ask for, is someone to come to the office, not just one or two times and then come back 2 months later to sit with me, to go over everything, not just talking to me on the phone. And you know, I've never even done some of the reports. They call me up, they're due, and I've never even done them. I've never been trained on how to do them. And there's some substantial reports that have to get out. I've never even seen them until I get a mess, oh, this is due. I needed somebody to sit and guide me, and not, I understand you're saying that they were remoted in, they were on the phone with me, and I agree, but that's not how I learned. And I've maintained that's not how I learned. I don't know what else to do other than say the same thing. I don't think, despite all of the information you have in front of me, that training prepared me for that school. That school had a lot of issues when I came in, which I didn't know about, or it took me a while to figure it out. But I did not have enough training when I started at that school. And that's all I can say. That's the answer.
Couple of things. How did you get the job at Forest Hills?
I was interviewed by a team of teachers.
How did you get that interview?
I applied for the job.
Mm-hmm. Correct. You applied for the job of data manager. Mm-hmm. You went in and competed and got the job. There's some level of responsibility when someone who applies for a job, competes for it, gets it, and the level of expectation is they have some rudimentary understanding of what that job requires.
I had a rudimentary idea of what the job requires, but I feel like it was asking somebody to go in and do brain surgery when they're not even a doctor. I'd seen PowerSchool. I had used it to check kids in and out to see if they were on the contact list, but I never did reports. I never did.
But you applied for the job.
I know. I thought you could learn and they would provide training. I didn't know there was not even a training session.
But you did get some training. You got a lot of training.
Okay. I feel like we're just talking in a circle, but I don't feel like I had enough, and it was not the one that would benefit me.
What you're contending is that your job performance, you weren't prepared for the job, and the training that was provided to you by the PowerSchool team was not adequate, and that had it been adequate, you would have been able to perform your duties acceptably.
I do. Although I do think I've had a lot of hostility in the workplace from my supervisor, and it complicated things even worse. And I've had, I don't know why she decided she didn't like me. At the beginning,
she
did.
I'm not here to
I know. I'm just
that.
Trying to tell you why that was another impediment to my job, just another one. But yes, everything you just said, I agree with.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with me?
I think I've shared a lot in my grievance that I prepared.
I don't know what you're asking me. I'm here to discuss your job performance. Is there anything else in your job performance, based on what I presented to you here today, that you'd like to share with me about your job performance? That's all I'm asking.
Okay. Do you plan to give me additional training, or I'm going to be fired? Where do I go from here?
Well, at this point, the superintendent has charged me with evaluating your performance and evaluating your action plan. So what I will be doing is I will be informing the superintendent that we've had our meeting, and I have informed you that you have not met the requirements of your action plan. Now, at that point in time, the superintendent will have to make a determination as to what direction he wants to go in. As I understand from the communication that he communicated with you in letter form, that indicated that I would be making this assessment, is that he is going to reassess your job at the end of the year and determine where to go based on our recommendations. I don't know whether he will choose to, based on the information that I presented to him here, to you today. I'll be presenting that same information to him as to whether or not he will take any additional action. My responsibility is to communicate that to you and to continue to evaluate your performance as long as you are in the position of data manager in Forest Hill.
So basically, I'm waiting for the superintendent to hear from you on what his recommendation is.
Basically, what you're doing right now is you're going back and doing your job. And whatever the superintendent decides, or whatever the superintendent wants to do, or whatever the superintendent feels like he needs to do, can be communicated to both of us.
Okay.
But what my role is to share with you your performance. And what I have done is, to the best of my ability, shared that with you in about as documented a fashion as I can do. And you'll be receiving a letter from me indicating a summary of our meeting here today.
Okay. I will let you know that I did not know that you didn't tell Mrs. Greenwood that we were having a meeting. I thought Dr. Markley did the last time. So I've been covering the front desk because they've been gone all week, and or since Wednesday. And I told her earlier this morning that I had a meeting. Well, I didn't say with who, because I assumed she knew. I just said I had a meeting, and I did try to get it after school hours. I talked to Mrs. Stephenson, and that wasn't possible. She was not happy. And then I told her that I had a doctor appointment. I've been feeling sick to my stomach all week. I don't even want to discuss that. So I have an appointment today, and she said, just make sure you bring a doctor's note. Give it to me on Monday. That's okay, but I didn't know she didn't know about our meeting. I just admit Dr. Markley called her when I had a meeting with him, and she was very upset with me. Did you call her and let her know, or was that my responsibility? I don't know.
I've not communicated with Ms. Greenwood because I've not been given the position to communicate with her. I have not used anything that she has used to assess you, because my job was to assess you, and she understands that I am assessing you at this point. And all you really needed to do was to say to her, I'm meeting with Dr. Holliday.
However,
she has contacted me and has confirmed that we're meeting, so you should have no trouble with that at all.
I didn't put your name. I just said a mandatory meeting. I didn't know what I was supposed to say. I will have a doctor's note. I have an appointment this afternoon.
That's all been cleared up. Ms. Greenwood called me, and I told her that, yes, indeed, we were meeting today at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Did that. Tell me. I'm grateful that she did. She actually tried to help me. And I'm grateful.
Oh.